Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're learning about African-American history. The African-American History Trail self-guided driving tour is the topic of our show here today with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. And before we continue on with Cheryl, I understand we have a phone call, so let's get to them next. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Cheryl, you're doing a great job. You stated that somebody gave money and they named it Wilson Court at the president's residence. I missed that. Who was that?
Davies Wilson. And okay. He was an early settler here, one of the founders of Manhattan, and had lots of property. My understanding is he also gave money for the Ogden City Hall. So that building over there is connected with Davies Wilson as
well. That ought to be on the National Historic Register, but they don't seem to care about that. But my main question, I'm not trying to sharpshoot you or embarrass you, if that was named after Wilson for Wilson Court, who was the lane right in front of it by Beaumont Hall and Justin, Lover's Lane, who named that and why?
That's a good question, which I don't know the answer
to that. I'll bet you can find out.
I'll try. And I think, maybe Cliff Hyde at the K-State Special Collections might be someone good to have on, and we'll ask him about those things. But I'll check into that. So Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane is right in front of the president's residence, right next to Beaumont Hall and the new building down there, I think it's Business Building and Justin Hall. They're all right in a row.
Right. Along there where the dormitories, the original dormitories are.
No. The original dormitories are Van Zyl, Boyd, and Putnam. Van Zyl was
one
third,
over from that?
The street over from that, there? Behind that, yeah.
Okay. I'll look into that and see if I can find it.
I'll bet you can find it on a city map and K-State map.
Okay. I'll take a look at that.
All right. Well, yeah, interesting there. Thank you, Paul, for the call. Where else are we going to go on here on this self-guided driving tour? What's next, Cheryl?
Well, one of the houses that I think is really interesting is 1001 Colorado. And that was the home of Charles Howell. Charles Howell was born to JMT or Jerry and Francis Howell near Knoxville, Tennessee on November 5th, 1881. The Howells had a total of 9 children, some they had in Tennessee and then some after they came to Manhattan. The Howell family left Tennessee for Kansas in 1884, and that's when they came here. Charles's father, Jerry, served as a Manhattan constable in 1895, and he was a stonemason, and Charles took up that trade as well. The family belonged to the Bethel AME Church. Charles' sister, Minnie Howell Champ, was the first African-American graduate of Kansas State in 1901. She later worked as a teacher, a professor of domestic science, and served as the director of the Douglas Center. Charles Howell built many of the landmark buildings that are still standing in Manhattan today. One of the buildings that he built is the gate entrance to Sunset Cemetery. And he also rebuilt the fence around Sunset Cemetery. Another of his projects was Griffith Field. And I think it's real interesting if you look at the fence to Sunset Cemetery and go over and look at Griffith Field, the stonework has a real similarity. And so I think you can see that work that Charles Howell did. He worked on Shepherd Chapel, which is another of the buildings. Today is the Blue Lodge on Yuma Street, and it's on the driving tour. He worked on the First Presbyterian Church at 801 Leavenworth, and he worked on a number of K-State buildings, including the West Wing of Waters Hall. So he was a well-known stonemason, and in 1936, he built that house at 1001 Colorado as his family's home. So I think he's a fascinating person in the whole family. really is a very interesting family.
Sure, I ask you, was stonemasonry, is that like a common line of work for people in the 1800s?
It was a common line of work in general. For African Americans, it was a less common profession, because it's highly skilled, and I think it was difficult for them to get into that work. But I'm assuming that Charles Howe's father had learned that trade, and I'm assuming Charles worked with his father, perhaps, and so was able to work in that field and became highly proficient and in demand. We have on exhibit at the Raleigh County Historical Museum, we have a photograph of some local or some stonemasons and Charles Howe's in that picture. And he's the only African-American in that picture. So I don't think it was common for African-Americans to be in that trade, but it wasn't unheard of if they could develop that kind of skill.
Hmm. All right, cool. Some other places here of note?
Yeah. Another of the buildings on the tour is at 1020 Colorado. And that's the former and present, really, home of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And the Phi Beta Sigma is a historically African-American national fraternity that had been founded in 1914. And that fraternity established Delta Chapter at Kansas State University in 1917. And my understanding is that Delta Chapter was the first historically African-American fraternity established west of the Mississippi River. So it was a very early, well-established chapter. In 1936, the upper floor of the house was damaged in a fire and was removed. So originally it was a two-story building. Now today it's a one-story building. And I think it's very interesting that the Delta Chapter is still active at Kansas State. And although the fraternity didn't own this house for a time after the Depression years, they have reclaimed their heritage and they own the building today. So I think that's really neat that link with the past, with this really important African-American fraternity, is still there in the community. So you have, and that's one of the things I think is really interesting in doing a driving tour like that, is you see the link between the past and the present, and that thread of history that goes through to today.
And that area, there's quite a few different places. You also have 1015 Colorado. That's where the first group home for African American K-State College Women's Studies students was.
Yes, and I think that's a real interesting place. And of course, you know, K-State didn't get a dormitory until 1926, and that was for white women. So African-American women had to find other living accommodations in Manhattan. And this house at 1015 Colorado was one of the houses that they established for them to live in. And that, you know, that was, you know, that's kind of groundbreaking, I think, to have that sort of living arrangement in town.
Yeah, no question about it. Cheryl Collins joining us here from the Raleigh County Historical Museum. We need to squeeze in another break here, so let's do that real quickly and come back more on this African-American History Trail self-guided driving tour in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.